I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, he is on the air here, but I'd love you to give us a call here to talk some gardening. 866-391-1020. First, Davey Tree Talking Tree, Rob Kruljack, in about 20 minutes from now. But we always begin the festivities with Doug giving you an opportunity to win a gift certificate from Sorgles. And that number is 412-922-1020 if you're the 10th caller. So the Home and Garden Show is underway, and you are there the entire time. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we're having fun at the Home and Garden Show, Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show at the David Lawrence Convention Center. I will be there today at 3 p.m., and it's in this area called the Farm-to-Table Expo area on the second floor. When you come up that escalator, just go to the far to the right as far as you can go inside, and you'll find us there. It's filled local farms and vendors, excuse me. And I'm going to be there all the way through Thursday, 3 o'clock today, and I'm giving away some very special seeds. It is an heirloom tomato called Radiator Charlie's Mortgage Lifter Tomato. And wait till you hear this story. Some of you know the story already, but Radiator Charlie had this radiator shop in West Virginia at the bottom of a mountain. In the 1930s, he would fill up those trucks with water and get them over the mountain. And without any plant breeding experience, he took four of his biggest favorite tomatoes and crossed them to produce this tomato that in the 1940s, he sold for a dollar a piece, raising $6,000 and paying off the mortgage on the house. That's why we call it Radiator Charlie's Mortgage Lifter Tomato. It is this big, amazing. What's like, what are you laughing at?
Only you, my friend. I love it. Only you.
I love the stories of these heirlooms, but it's a big beefsteak, and I always say this, the complicated recipe for this big beefsteak is two pieces of white bread, some mayonnaise, one slice of tomato, put it together, and go to heaven. Hey, you're a tomato lover.
I am.
I got you some tomatoes last year.
I know they were delicious last year. Help your friend out.
No, you got to wait until we plant them. Until you know
what I do for snacks. Since I lost this weight, I get the little mini cherub tomatoes.
Are you throwing that in my face, huh? And about losing weight?
No, that's how I've acted. I snack on those things, and I love them. Absolutely,
they're good.
I love them.
So at the home show, you can get two free tickets courtesy of Farm to Table, buy fresh, buy local. Just go to my website, click through the stuff, and come on, see me today. We're having a lot of fun. There's plenty of seeds there for you. And also, I brought in seeds for sale, too. They're very inexpensive and good stuff, some of my favorite stuff. There is a bean there that I saw in Italy. This is like the stuff I love doing. I love, you know, like Farm to Table is so fun to work with. I just said, you know, I want to bring in this bean because I saw it in Italy, and it's the most beautiful bean I've ever seen. It has these red stripes on it. You know, it tastes like a green bean. It's a big flat bean, but I can't wait to grow it this year. In fact, that's one of the reasons that I didn't grow as much garlic in the ground. I'm growing a lot of my garlic in containers, and I want to leave room for these beans because I'm so excited about these beans. So, yeah, come down to the home show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Rob, I want to talk to you about daylight saving time.
Okay.
What do you think about it? Do you think that this is a good thing, or I hate this day, except at the end. The end is great, where it's light at night.
I would much rather it get dark earlier. I know people like to do things, but I like it when it kind of, by 6 o'clock, everything's kind of ready to relax.
And you start a day early.
Yeah, I always have. And I don't even know where it began, but I've been doing this shift all but a couple of times since 1985. So I've always
Wait a minute, 1985?
85.
Oh, I was going to say 18.
I know. Anyway, no, 1985. So what I do is I get on that time a day before.
That's smart.
So by the time I get here, you know, it's all good.
I'm always, like, I got home from the home show at, like, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. I say to myself, okay, I'm going to get to bed by 9. You know me, I want my 8 hours. But I'm working, and I'm putting together extra stuff here for the show, and it ends up I go to bed at 10.
Here's what you have to do for me with all your connections. One of the things that I miss, I love clocks. I have a bunch of clocks in my house. I mean, I've always loved them. But I had a Howard Miller back in the day, but that kind of went to the wayside, and the children will enjoy it as they grow, and it becomes an heirloom. I need to get a grandfather clock in my house, and I'm so cheap. I don't want to go out and spend, you know, full freight, but I'd love to get a... I don't even know where you would look for a used grandfather clock. I love the whole chimes. I love winding it every
day. You should have looked at the home show. When you're back at the home show, just
Howard
take
Miller.
A look at those. They're really cool. But finding a used one is tough. And
I know.
Moving a used one
I know,
is tough.
But I love grandfather clocks.
My grandmother had one, and it was amazing.
And remember
amazing
our, one of our favorite shows, The Twilight Zone? You know, the guy who couldn't get inside to wind that clock, and when he didn't, it ended up costing his life. But one of my all-time favorites. But I don't know, I just love the whole idea of the chiming in at night when the house settles, just that noise in the background, tick-tock, tick-tock. Love it.
I wonder if you would get sick of the chimes.
No. Listen, we had a cuckoo clock from Belgium when I grew up as a kid.
My neighbors had a cuckoo clock.
I love all that stuff. I don't know why. I'm fixated.
I would love to see you with all these clocks. You know, the cuckoo clock going, the grandfather clock
and
chiming.
You know what else I love? Those porcelain mantle clocks that you wind. I love the idea of getting up. Or at the end of the day, walking through the house, and I don't have that many, but, you know, I used to have a handful, and I'd have to wind them all. I don't know. It just gives you something to kind of look forward to.
I could see you walking around the house with your cane, winding up all your clocks.
I said, you're going to wind these clocks. But a grandfather clock at, like, the foot of a stairway, an entranceway, it just, there's something about him, and Howard Miller is the best in the business.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Speaking of garlic, if you are growing garlic, this is your first of 7 harvests. There is, and mine are up, yours are probably up too, but there's this little bud in the very middle of the garlic as it pops up, and it's kind of a thick, just a thick leaf, and it hasn't opened up into like what the regular foliage looks like. You can go down and pinch that little thing, and it gives you that garlic flavor without the super kick of like eating a raw clove. And that's, don't miss that, because it's only there for about maybe a month tops. And then, you know, you don't take all the foliage off. The foliage feeds the bulb, but that center bud early on is phenomenal. And, you know, being at the home show, I've talked to lots of people, especially new gardeners. I had a young woman yesterday who came to see me. She just didn't, again, they don't have mentors like we did, grandfather, grandmother, mothers, you know, that gardened. And I guess I kind of take it for granted that we had these mentors. You know, they don't know when to put the stuff and when to plant it. Like, you know, so she's buying beans and she's wondering, should I start them inside? You know, beans are something that we start out in the garden in May, direct sow. So she was buying these little seed packets, and I was standing there, and she's like writing down on the seed packet when I'm supposed to plant it, like if it's inside, outside, and...
Well, you know what the difference was back then? It was food.
It was a...
It wasn't a hobby.
You're right. You had to have a garden.
They were teaching you how you could feed you and your family.
Yep. And, you know, for me, I've been talking about gardening now for 40 years, and you kind of get... I don't know. You got to remember there's so many people out there that don't know, you know, the difference between, you know, planting some of these crops at the right time. So I was glad, though, to give her these seeds that we have there. There's Freckles lettuce, which is my, again, bringing in things that I know are going to do good for the gardener. Freckles lettuce is a beautiful lettuce. It has just this variegation in it. And I plant it in containers with pansies and violas, which are also edible. I always say when I'm talking about this at the show, when you have a salad at my house, it's a leap of faith because it has flowers in it. And so you put Freckles lettuce in with pansies and violas. And then as the lettuce gets harvested, the flowers kind of take over. And we've got these beans. I got Contender bean, which is like a famous bush bean. And Marketmore 76 cucumbers. Oh, a tomato seed there I'm selling called Stupici. And it's just this little, like maybe 4 ounce tomato that's very early, 60 days from transplant. I've grown it for years and years and years. And you want an early tomato, you want a mid-season tomato, and like with the mortgage lifter that I'm giving away, that's a late tomato. And so the Stupici is one of the ones that won this competition. I had, again, you know, 20 years ago, I gave a farm all these early tomatoes, and they tasted it, and they tasted Stupici, and they love Stupici. And the thing about Stupici, it goes all season long. It won't just quit when things get hot. So come see me today. Home and Garden Show, 3 o'clock.
Sounds like my Italian grandmother. What are you, Stupici?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. If you want to talk to Doug, 866-391-1020. The crowds yesterday were unbelievable.
You couldn't even get through.
It
you
was
know,
great.
Yeah, it was packed. It was good to see. You know, I love that show.
Me too.
You know, you get to know all the people that are working there. Like, I'm giving seeds to somebody who's serving food. She goes, "You gave me seeds last year." There's a woman that supervises all those food stands. She sees me. She's like, "Where are you? I'm going to get you your coffee." Gets me coffee every year. It's just great. The tow motor operators, you know, these guys you have known forever. And it's so much fun to see everybody. And the people that come, a lot of those people I only see once a year. And it's fun to see them. And we tease each other. It's awesome.
And the food that you can
get. And the food is unbelievable. I got... I know it's time for break, but I just got pork slider. It was two pork sliders.
Massive.
Yeah, and chips. And I was just like, I had to wrap up the one pork slider and left it in the office in the fridge for today.
Good stuff, Mark.
All right.
They're doing a great job. We'll be back there all this week as well, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 10. Looking forward to it. And Doug's going to stop by one of those nights and spend a little time with us, too. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. You want to talk gardening, 866-391-1020. All right, early bird gets the worm, and I know many of you are probably thinking, it's not 7:20, it's 6:20. No, it's 7:20, spring ahead, 2 a.m., and we'd love to hear from you, 866-391-1020. Doug.
So I'm going to be doing my final class of the winter live from the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show on Thursday at 5 p.m. I've never done a live class before, so... If you're thinking about coming out on Thursday, come for the 5 o'clock. I also speak at 6, but we're going to do the show. And it's all about, learning to garden, planting early. It's going to be all my planting early tricks and tips. And my latest trip is to Iceland. I've been getting lots of response from that. I'm going to Iceland in November. All the details are at DougOster.com. We're going to see the Northern Lights, two national parks, the Blue Lagoon, and much, much more. We're staying in this little town. It's off the beaten path so that we can see those northern lights. And it's one of the least expensive trips I've ever offered. Now, I've got some questions from listeners. I've been overwhelmed. And the question I'm getting a lot of is, well, this is just one of them. This is from Nadine. I have moss growing in my backyard and would like to get rid of it. Can you tell me what I need to use and how to kill the moss without killing the little grass I have? I periodically watch my son's two greyhounds. And they love to run in the backyard. Since it's fenced in, I would like to stay as organic as possible. So, like I said, I've been getting lots of questions about moss in the yard. And so, first off, it's love your moss. I always say love your moss. My neighbor, when he was alive, he had this amazing Japanese garden behind me. And he worked really hard to grow moss. And so whenever you see moss or creeping Charlie or these other problems in the yard, we need to get a soil test. And they get that from the Penn State Cooperative Extension. Just go online, search soil test Penn State, and it's $10, and it will tell you where the pH is and the fertility. And longtime listeners, you've heard this over and over again, that that the soil test will give you everything you need to know. It's going to give you these scientific numbers so that you can improve that grass. And so with the moss, all I tell people is, the first thing is love your moss, because I do love my moss. I once did a picture story for the Trib all of my moss. And my wife was like, is that in our yard? I'm like, yeah, that moss is everywhere. Not the yard, but the woods. And so just rake out that moss after you get your soil test. Improve those areas with, you know, an organic fertilizer, and you're probably going to have to put lime on there to get the pH back. This isn't something that does not happen overnight. It takes time. You know, when you're trying to amend 2,500 square feet or 25,000 square feet, it's going to take time. And so get the pH back, get the fertility right, and then it's about using the right seed. You know, there's an interesting comment here in that question. Kill the moss without kill what little grass I have. Nothing can outgrow grass when it's happy. It's just, again, trying to make that huge area, make it a place where grass is going to be happy. You know, that's why we try so hard to keep grass out of our vegetable gardens, our flower gardens. The grass roots, not the band, but the roots and the grass, they'll go over into that good soil, and they'll be just like, man, this stuff's great. And that's why the grass is trying to grow there. So this spring, and you got to wait till things warm up. That was another thing I wanted to say at the beginning of the show, is that too early to be doing much outside yet. It's too wet. You can't turn over the soil. And the same is true when you start to work on the yard. You got to wait till things warm up. You got to wait until you can get that grass seed to germinate. Actually, the best time to plant grass seed and the best time to work on your lawn is in the fall. When the soil temperatures are up, it's easy to get the seeds to sprout. And it's just, it's a good time to work on the yard, fertilize and aerate and all that. But I know we're coming into the season. A reminder that it's important to have a sharp blade and maybe take that whole mower in and get it tuned up. Get that soil test, and that's really going to help you.
All right, let's get Bernadette in here before the bottom of the hour and Davey Tree Talking Trees. Bernadette, you're on KDK. How are you?
Good, thanks. We have some Canadian hemlocks, and they have this white powder on them. The trimmers came to trim them, and they said it was woolly.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's hemlock woolly adelgid. How big are the trees?
No, huge. We had to get trimmers to come in because my husband couldn't get up that high.
Yeah. The organic control is spraying them several times a year with this stuff called horticultural oil where you can reach it. And so you're probably, the thing about hemlock woolly adelgid is it just kind of slows the tree down. You know, I've got hemlocks everywhere, and I've got hemlock woolly adelgid bad. And since we had a mild winter, we're going to have a lot of hemlock woolly adelgid. Whatever you can reach, you know, and basically the bottom 15 feet with a sprayer, get that hemlock woolly adelgid shooting from below. It's safe for us. It can't hurt us. And it'll cover that pest. To get up taller in the tree, you're going to have a professional do that.
Right.
And so you can beat the hemlock woolly adelgid. How many trees do you have?
Oh, there are about five or six of them.
Okay, so it's not too bad. Talk to you know, actually, we'll talk to Rob Krulchak about that from Davey Tree when he comes on after the 7:30 news break. The first thing we'll talk about is hemlock woolly adelgid, and we'll talk about how they treat that, okay? Thanks so much for your call.
All right, tell everybody who's coming up.
Well, it's my friend Rob Krulchak from the Davey Tree Expert Company. We're going to talk all about getting started in the season, a spring checklist for your trees, and I can't wait to talk to Rob.
Yeah, if you have a tree question too, you may want to get in the queue because we're going to keep him around till the top of the hour, and in that fourth and final segment, they can take some tree-related questions, so it's always nice to have Davey Tree back with us. Talking Trees, Rob Krulchak, just moments away, but right now, coming up on 27 after the hour, and we're just 3 minutes away from the news update at the bottom of the hour with Rob Taylor. Next hour, it's cookies, cakes, pies, and, oh yeah, all desserts. That's on the menu on the Coon's Cooking Hour today on KDK. Then Dr. Sean Ritchie, over 10,000 people they have cured from that dreaded disease that is neuropathy, and then accurate solutions and good financial news and notes that you need. And then from 11 a.m. to 1, Coon's Market Black and Gold Sunday Show on KDKA. You know, this is a segment that we look so forward to because it really is a topic that just never ends.
Yeah, trees. Getting started on the trees, definitely. And fun to start with back with Davy Tree this spring. We'll be talking to the guys from Davy Tree every other week and talking about all your problems. We have a lot of new topics to talk about this year, which is going to be a lot of fun. You know, today we're talking about our spring checklist. You know, speaking of grass, we just talked about next time the guys are here, we're going to talk about turf, Arbor Day, how to plant a tree, native trees. These are all some really fun new things to talk about. Summer storm prep. This will be what's coming up for us in the next few weeks. And as soon as we get Rob on the line, there he is. Hey, Rob Kruljack from Davy Tree. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you this morning?
Good. First question before we get to our spring checklist, hemlock woolly adelgid.
Yes.
So we had a caller. They got five or six trees. They're huge. They can't reach it. You know, I was telling them, you know, my organic way with the horticultural oil. But what do you do with a big tree? How do you guys treat it?
Instead of trying to spray the entire tree to kill the bugs, Doug, we'll actually do a trunk spray where the products absorb through the bark of the tree and goes right up through the vascular system out to all the needles and kind of kills the bugs from the inside out, which is really great.
So how do you think this mild winter is going to affect your job this spring? Is there any way to know?
It's going to confuse to make it more challenging.
You see things are blooming already that shouldn't be.
Oh, absolutely. Everything from the, yeah, forsythia usually kind of go off a little bit early, but we're seeing crab apples, witch hazel, red bud, crab apple, like all coming into bloom right now, which is awfully early.
So what does that mean? Does that mean when it gets cold again, it's going to be problematic for the tree?
Yeah, see, I don't know what's going to happen with our magnolia bloom this year. You know, are we going to get another cold?
Oh, please, please. I want to see my magnolia bloom. I got to see it bloom last year, but this year, I haven't even looked at the buds yet. I'm afraid to look at the buds yet, but I bet you they're swelling up and ready to go at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really making the spray work challenging because the timing is so important with these things, especially with the leaf disease funguses that we try to get on early. You know, just the timing is going to be hard to make sure everybody in different areas because, you know, in some the city, you know, the more urban areas are a little bit warmer. And yep. So those plants are really blooming faster than the ones out here in the rural areas. So, it's a strange spring again.
Yes, very, very strange and very, very worrisome. And boy, people are chomping at the bit to get going. Now, have you guys started planting trees yet?
No, we're taking our orders. It's not that it's too early to plant. I mean, if you can source the material, there'd be no reason you couldn't put a tree in the ground tomorrow. But no, we haven't started that, our spring planting yet.
So let's go to our spring checklist. When you think spring checklist, what's the first thing that comes to mind for a homeowner?
Obviously see what's coming out now. If there are, you know, plants you want to protect, if we do have a frost coming, usually you can, you know, pick that up on the news there with the weather. You can try to protect those plants if you want to, but things get ready for spring. The general spring cleanup, you know, getting rid of that, some of that leaf litter from the year before, maybe some leftover mulch that hasn't fully decomposed, that can be taken away and, you know, get ready for your fresh compost, your fresh mulch. You'll start to see whether, you know, your material overwintered well, which it should have this year. You know, we had some problems with boxwoods last year with some cold weather. But this year is, quite mild. So
yeah,
winter damage shouldn't be a problem this year.
Yeah. Let's talk about boxwoods. This is when we're hoping that they're going to come back, right? that this spring, because we had this mild winter compared to, last year, boy, boxwoods took a beating.
What should
people do if they're looking at a boxwood and they're just like, because I'm still getting lots of boxwood questions like, it's brown here, it's brown there, but it can be lots of different things, right?
Right, right. We have the, you know, boxwood blight. We can have, you know, psyllid, which is some other problems that can make them look a little, you know, not their best, brown leaves, curling leaves. But yeah, we certainly shouldn't see any winter damage this year where the entire plants or, you know, one out of five are browned out because of the couldn't handle the or tolerate the cold. So, yeah, we shouldn't have that brown look we had last year.
When you're going to a property this time of the year, kind of take us through what you're looking for before the trees have their leaves on them.
You know, going out to a property at this time of year, we're definitely looking for bud swelling, you know, see the, you know, trees coming into leaf. And, you know, that's when we start preparing for some mulching. We can do fertilizing this time of year, which is really great, either spring or fall. But yeah, you're just looking to see if the trees are coming out of dormancy. Again, at this point, a lot of things are, but we have to see if we don't get a cold snap here before everything's said and done.
I mean, there's really nothing we can do, right? I mean, you got a 40-foot tall magnolia tree. There's no way to protect that. It's just say your prayers, cross your fingers, and I can't. Nope. I'm trying to think. Last year, somehow I got my blooms, but I think the last 2 years before that, I didn't see any blooms. My forsythia is already blooming. Now I use forsythia as a timeline for
there you go.
For putting on corn gluten meal. Like somebody already told me, they said they saw crabgrass sprouting already. It seems way too early for that. But again, you know, we put that corn gluten meal on when we see the forsythia bloom, but we don't usually see this forsythia bloom for a while. So, great one. Tell me what to do.
we have to rewrite the timeline, and I don't know. It's almost like we're rewriting the book on some of this stuff because it's, you know, so strange at this point.
Any prediction for spotted lanternfly? I'll tell you something, Rob. Yesterday at the Home and Garden Show, I did a talk with a beekeeper who is making honey, or actually the bees are making the honey from the spotted lanternfly honeydew. So there is there actually is a positive, and the honey from that honeydew has a very unique flavor. It's not like your normal honey. So I'm thinking this is going to be a terrible year for spotted lanternfly after looking at what happened in the East and moving this direction. Any predictions from you?
I think we haven't seen the full brunt of the spotted lanternfly honeydew and I think this year with the mild winter, it's really going to be I think the first time we're actually gonna get a taste of how bad it can be and how bad it's been out east for some of the communities and that.
What do you guys do when you have, like, let's say somebody has a maple tree over a deck, mm-hmm. and they're being rained on mm-hmm. by honeydew? How can you guys help?
Well, we can treat the tree with a, you know, a product that will kill the lantern flies when they start feeding on the tree itself. It's really the only way to take care of them. Again, it's from like the inside out of the tree, not blanket spraying like the whole property for them, but, you know, picking that tree next to the deck that's giving you the problems, because in general, the spotted lanternfly is really not hurting much. It's more of a nuisance pest. Yes, it is. if you have it, over where you park your car or your deck or in your furniture, I think this year we're going to really see what it can be like with a heavy infestation.
And like, I have a Tree of Heaven, which is their favorite tree.
Right.
And I want the Tree of Heaven there because I would rather they be on that tree than my maple trees, but I bet you they're going to be on both. But underneath that Tree of Heaven, where those adult pests were, now there was this like dark ring underneath there. What is going on there? What is that?
I'm not sure.
So that if they're dropping the honeydew, what does that honeydew turn into? Like, is it called
sooty mold.
Oh, okay, so what is sooty mold?
That is the it's basically the feces, the droppings of the spiring lilac fly, that then, you know, start collecting dirt, and it's the byproduct of the honeydew plus
That's how you know the tree is infested with.
And if you have the Atlantis tree or tree of heaven, you know, that's what we call a trap tree, which is actually the best to treat for the bug, because they're going to congregate there naturally, and that's where we try to kill them off.
And we don't care about tree of heaven, right? That's just an invasive weed tree, right?
Yes, it's been around for a long time, but yeah, that's their natural preferred food source is the Atlantis.
Because I have had people call me and say, can you come look and tell me that, you know, where the tree of heaven is, because I want to remove them because I don't want the pest to be here. But the pest is there. We want it to be on the tree of heaven, not on our or other ornamentals.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so that'd be the preferred. It's like invasive going after invasive, which is kind of nice.
Right. All right, Rob, I want you to hang in there. We're going to bring you back after the break. And for more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
Back with more of The Organic Gardener and more with Rob Kruljack and Davy Tree in just a moment. Back to Doug.
We're back with Rob Kruljack from the Davy Tree Expert Company, talking about spring checklist, talking about getting started, talking about this weird spring, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Does it worry you, or it's just got to, you know, you've seen this for so many years, ups and downs with weather.
Mm-hmm.
Do you worry about it?
You mean the effect on the plant material?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't lose sleep over it, but, yeah, there's certainly...
We all lost sleep last night.
Yeah, right. A whole hour, they say, that they're doing away with this. There's nothing you can really do about it. You know, if you did have one prize, your plan, you knew a frost was coming, you can always cover it. But like you said, not much you can do about a 30, 40 foot magnolia.
Well, Rob and I are going to be together again, for our third season of television with CBS KDKA streaming. We're going to be filming 12 episodes of In Doug's Garden by Davy Tree. And we have a lot of fun working together, don't we, when we're out there making those videos?
Yeah, we certainly do. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this season, come up with some good topics, and try to educate some people.
Yeah, so let's talk about a little bit about some of your favorite trees, some that might be off a little bit off the beaten path.
You know what? The Dawn Redwoods are a tree that I think we need to plant more of. They do really well in our climate zone right now, from the city to, you know, more urban, you know, area, not urban, but like suburban areas.
Yeah.
The tree does so well. That's one of my favorites right now is planting the Dawn Redwood.
Yeah, that's probably the favorite tree on my property. And, you know, interesting. Yeah. Go ahead, what'd you say?
You have a magnificent species or specimen too.
That was my first interaction with Dick Till from Davy Tree, actually. I told somebody that I've got the biggest Dawn Redwood in Pittsburgh. And he said, no, I have the biggest one. And Dick measured him. And we both won because mine was the tallest and his was the widest. But explain to people what a Dawn Redwood looks like.
It's a deciduous needle-leafed tree. So, you know, in the wintertime, it's barren of needles. But come spring, you know, it will push out new growth, just like your oak tree, your maple tree does. But in the fall, it loses its needles, just like a deciduous tree does. So,
and it's the bark; it's that reddish, exfoliating bark that makes it so spectacular. I can remember coming just to look at the house before we moved in, and looking at that tree and saying, "My gosh, this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life." So, besides the Dawn Redwood, give me one more tree that because I love that idea of the Dawn Redwood.
Yep, Dawn Redwood. You know, another tree that's really going to be able to tolerate, you know, climate change and, you know, pretty much any soil or place you put one in is a ginkgo. They're really resilient. They have great fall color. And if, as long as you stay away from the female.
Tell them about the female.
that's how they get the name nicknamed Stinkos, if you may have ever heard that. The fruit, it could be very noxious as far as the smell is concerned, because the fruit, it develops and drops.
All right, Rob, thanks for getting up so early. For more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDK. And remember, you can always call experts like Rob Kruljack from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. Now, next weekend, next Sunday, our friend Steve Rapaski will host the show because I'm off to Portugal again. I will be back the following Sunday, though. Come out and see me today, 3 o'clock at the Home and Garden Show. You can get free tickets. Just go to DougOster.com. That's also where you can find information about my upcoming trip to Iceland. And today at the home show, I've got this great tomato to give away, these tomato seeds that you're going to love, called Radiator Charlie's Mortgage Lifter Tomato. I told the story at the top of the show. You were probably sleeping, but that's okay. And come out and see me. We're going to have a lot of fun there. Also doing my free online class on Thursday, live from the Home and Garden Show. So you could either do it online or see me at 5 o'clock. Now remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, we'll see you later this week at the Home Show. Thank you, Doug. Good stuff. Stay tuned. News at 8, and then cookies, cakes, pies, and delicious desserts. That's the topic of conversation as the countdown to the Easter holiday is underway with Coons Market and the Coons Cooking Hour. Frank Dentici coming up in minutes after Rob checks that news at 8 on KDKA. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.